This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Letty Kirkpatrick is a Christian writer from Cleveland, Tennessee. Cleveland is just northeast of Chattanooga on I-75. She said, "Sociologists tell us there's a great statistical likelihood that a child of an alcoholic will become one. The child of an abuser will be one. The child of poverty will stay one. A child of a broken home will have one." But Letty Kirkpatrick, this writer from Tennessee, said, talking about those statistics, said this: "These statistics, however, fail to recognize a God who says, if any man or woman is in Christ, they're a new creation." 2 Corinthians 5:17. "We can forget what's behind, but we strain toward what's ahead." Philippians 3:13. She says, "I believe that I am proof of the truth of God's word." You will not believe her story, and I'm not even telling you all of it. It gets worse after what I'm reading to you. It really does. It's unbelievable. "I was raised in a home broken first by divorce, then by death. When I was 13 years old, I had 3 brothers by my mom's first marriage, 2 young sisters by her second marriage. My early years were filled with insecurity due to alcohol abuse in the home. I remember vividly the time I crouched on the floor of the back seat of the car and prayed to God for safety as my intoxicated father drove wildly through the streets. I recall lying in bed and covering my head with a pillow to shut out the screaming, asking God to make things better. I didn't know that things would get worse first. My 9-year-old brother found my mother dead in the bathroom of our home early one morning. She died unexpectedly of uncertain causes, leaving behind 6 kids, ages 1, 4, 9, 13, 14, and 15. My stepdad attempted to care for us for a brief time, but he had his own issues to deal with. My birth dad abandoned us years before. We were sorted out and distributed to relatives, you know, like property in other cities. I spent most of my high school years living with friends." But Letty says this: "But in an Atlanta church at age 7, I decided to follow Christ. So then I had somebody to call out to during those times. During my difficult childhood nights, it was the God of comfort, encouragement, and hope who spoke to my heart, 'Wait, better days will come.' Instead of instant deliverance, he gave me sufficient grace for my circumstances, and eventually he sent better days." Now, I just don't have time to go into the rest of the story. It involves losing a child. I mean, it's just unbelievable the stuff she goes through. Yet through all of it, the amazing thing is she said, "My life was changed, and I didn't follow the cycle of the statistics because of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, for this reason. Jesus isn't interested in patching your life like an old garment. He's interested in making people brand new, because he's in the heart transplant business. He's in the business of raising the dead spiritually." And he does. He does. He really does. And that's the message of Luke 5:33-39. Change produces stress in your life. The number one stressor in a family, as I've read this before, some of you have too, is the loss of a spouse. When a man loses his wife in death, or a wife loses her husband, that's considered the number one stressor. The number two stressor is when a family relocates to another city. That's a big deal, to, you know, pack up and move to another city. Some of you have done it often, move from one city to another. And some of you have had some stressful changes in your life, but I want to suggest to you one of the biggest changes, if not the biggest change, is to come to Christ. You don't change religions, you change gods when you come to Christ. You get that? When a man is serving the God of this age, even though he doesn't know to call it that, and you become a believer in Jesus Christ, you change gods.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.